in the squadron. They called him Bullets, but we call him Greg Kelly. Greg Kelly is on the air
on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
The trial hasn't started yet, and the jury is already blowing up. They had half-seated. Now they're getting allegedly unbiased people. The judge, yes, oh, you can be unbiased. No problem here. I'm looking into your eyes, and I can see what a fair and neutral person when he comes to Donald Trump. No one's neutral on Donald Trump. Anyway, it is blowing up all over the place. They had seven or eight jurors just a little while ago, and now, I mean, a little bit more of a review, and they're finding all kinds of crazy postings on social media. Nobody is unbiased when it comes to Trump. Isn't that right, Harris Faulkner? I love this woman.
It's happened again. Another juror has just been dismissed from former President Trump's hush money trial. Now, remember, what we're talking about here are people who were seated on the jury already. And by the end of yesterday, there were seven, and now they are ticking away. Only five jurors remain of those original seven who were already seated. Now they'll need 13 jurors before the case can move forward. We are going in the wrong direction in terms of seating a
Yes, we are. And no one's neutral there, especially in New York City. It can't be done, and all of the time and all of the money. You know, somebody counted the other day, there are eight prosecutors sitting at the table in that courtroom for this case, for the mislabeling, alleged mislabeling of a check. One of the things that horrifies me and disgusts me the most about all of this is that Michael Cohen can't wait for his big star entrance. The guy walks around New York City like he's somebody. He absolutely loves it. He's dazzled by it. He gets to, you know, for all of his life, he was just some schlubby guy hanging around in the background. Now he wears sunglasses like he's a real big thing, a real big deal. I mean, the fake news knows that he's dumb, but I guess, what do they say? What is that term? A useful idiot. A useful idiot. That's what we have here. Hey, say what you will about Columbia University, you know, that it's totally liberal and, man, there are a lot of anti-Semites up there. But I got to say, the president of that place, her name is Manoush Shafiq. Just guessing. I don't think she's Jewish, but whatever. She sounds like she's pretty committed to addressing this anti-Semitism stuff. Some crazy pro-terrorist professor came out, said all these things online, totally offensive, you know, just cheering on the jihad. And she said out loud, that guy's never going to work at Columbia University again. Good for her. Let's see. What else? Cut 10, please.
Anti-Semitism has no place on our campus, and I am personally committed to doing everything I can to confront it directly.
All right. Not bad. Ooh, Burgess Owens. He's pretty good. He's that football player from Utah. Listen to this. Cut 11.
What truly speaks volumes is the moral compass of Columbia, that this rabid anti-Semite is still on your payroll today.
I am appalled by what he said.
Any consequences?
He has been spoken to. I think you could...
So support of terrorism is acceptable if you're a Columbia professor?
He's been spoken to. Well, she also said at some point that he's never going to work for the university again. I think they're going through the process of getting rid of him. He's got a few more papers to grade. You know, people have unions, professors have unions, and there is that. I think that she's not bad when it comes to fighting this stuff. But Columbia University itself, which is right here in Manhattan, great school. We talked yesterday about how crazy expensive these schools are. No excuse. CBS 2, cut 12, go.
There is an immense amount of hostility towards Jews and pro-Israel students. I get looks. I'm genuinely scared in the classroom of repercussions from the professor, if I give a pro-Israel, you know, answer.
Wow. Imagine that. Never, ever, ever thought that would happen. Aren't these people embarrassed to be anti? I mean, how can you? That tells you just how rotten our culture is, how rotten our society is. Oh, Joe Biden was complaining yesterday that some 7-year-old kid, when his motorcade went by, gave him the middle finger. And Joe was like, oh, it shows what Trump has done to America, and we're better than this. First of all, the middle finger, ain't no big deal. Anybody remember the movie The Bad News Bears, right? The Bad News Bears. They were giving each other the finger in that movie. That was like wholesome and fun and clean. It's no big deal, the finger. It's just, it's not. George W. Bush used to complain about that. And somebody's, Bill Clinton said, don't think of it that way, George. Just think that they're calling you number one. That's what I do. So he doesn't like it. He says we're all depraved. You know, what about the depravity that he has encouraged and not done a damn thing to fight? This whole transgender mess, which is now cutting very close to home for me. So now I'm up to three friends of my family now have children who have come out as trans. Three, actually two. One has two kids. They both came out as trans. They're in high school. Another guy I was in the Marine Corps with, his daughter is now a son, right? Made that decision in 10th grade. You don't know what the hell's going on in 10th grade. You can't be deciding that kind of stuff. But this crazy warped society, this happened by almost by design. Hollywood, Democrats, the corrupt medical industry, and a lot of it is corrupt. I mean, they stand to make a lot of money out of all this stuff, all this transgender care and those hormones. This is a new stream, revenue stream for them. So I've got three. That's a lot, don't you think? In my regular life, not like people I met on TV or met around like at an event. I mean, people I knew from before media. A guy in the Marine Corps, his daughter is now a son, and my wife's friend, too. This is... And I, of course, have the 2-year-old and the 4-year-old at home. I don't want them signing up for this stuff because it's cool temporarily, because you will get a facsimile of status and attention based on, ooh, you're such a hero. Joe Biden says that those trans kids are heroes. And Joe Biden says he'll always have their back. Hey, what's going on here? U.S. expected to veto Palestinian statehood bid. I hope so. Or are we going to abstain? That's our big thing now, right? Just not raising our hand either way. How is it that Joe Biden can lecture anybody, lecture Israel about what to do with Iran when we lost in Afghanistan the way we did? How we lost our moral authority. We lost our power. We lost everything. To think that Joe Biden is telling Joe Biden, who can't figure out what Haifa is and where is it, right? Doesn't he was talking about Haifa as if it was Tehran, Iran. Oh, Nancy Pelosi is coming out with a new book. It's called The Art of Power. It's already been written. It's going to be released soon. And it's got a picture of her in an ultra expensive pantsuit, right? Highlighting her body. You know, she's a very, very, very vain woman. The money, clothes, the hair, the makeup, all that crap, right? Public service. Does that sound like a book about public service? The Art of Power? The Art of Power. And there's her in her office, that speaker's office, looking at the Great Mall of Washington, D.C. in front of the Capitol. These people, they think they're princes and princesses, right? They think they are... like royalty. We started a new country to get away from this crap. The Art of Power. What about the Art of the People? How about the Art of Pleasing People? Serving people. This is not about public service. I also saw, and I think the numbers are a little bit off on either side, but Nancy Pelosi, when she got to the Congress in 1987, almost 40 years ago, was worth about $400,000. She is now worth about $200 million. How about that, huh? It's, you know, these folks can trade stocks based on insider information. They can do that. We would be thrown in jail, but they can do it. I knew there had to be something, because these people, they get these jobs and they want to keep them. Like, why would you want to, like, you know, commuting back and forth like that? And, you know, if you went to college and let's say you're a lawyer, you can probably make more money out of government than in government, probably. But they stay. Why? Well, it's not the salary. It's the hookups. It's the access to information. It's the little things that aren't so little. Mike Francesa, I find him, you know, I'm not a big sports fan, but I really find him insightful and interesting. And I never really thought Mr. Sterling was all that insightful or interesting, but found him kind of sleepy. There's nothing kind of more sleep-inducing than listening to a baseball game on the radio. Sorry. But if Mike Francesa likes him, maybe I've been wrong about this guy all along. Cut 16.
Remember this, and this is a key part. The guy who is the radio voice is really the guy who is the soundtrack of a baseball team. And he is the one fans remember, and he's the one that city remembers, because in October, the TV guys go away. Network guys take over. They never have the great call. They never have a dramatic playoff call or a World Series call. They don't work those games. The radio guy works those games. And Sterling worked every one of those great Yankee wins and great Yankee World Series wins.
The Yankees are one out away from another World Championship. Now Rivera is set. And the 0-1 swung on, hit in the air to deep center. Bernie back, away back. He's there. He makes a catch. Ball game over. World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
All right. I'd rather watch it on TV. Sorry. But anyway, an amazing career. Good for him. We got to talk about NPR. I have not been into this story because... Well, I always knew that they were biased and weird and left wing and all that stuff. That's not a news flash. Some guy who worked there came forward and said, you thought we were liberal. We're really liberal. And he writes this big essay about how liberal and unfair they are. Okay, that's interesting. Think, you know, you cash in a paycheck for 25 years. They weren't too liberal. You stayed there. But all right, he finally got fired. What do you say about that? Not too much, but it's renewed focus on NPR in general. And this lady who was in charge of NPR, man, this is the quintessential white liberal and white liberal female. She's very beautiful, by the way. And a lot of folks, you know it, you've seen it in your life probably, right? Pretty people, handsome people, they tend to get a lot of breaks. They do. They don't have to be that good. They don't have to, if they keep their weight down and they can just, a lot of, not, maybe this is because of Zoom. Look, it's true. It's been that way for a long time. That's the way it is. We haven't had a president shorter than we've had like two presidents who were shorter than 6 feet. It's just the way tall people do better than short people. Generally speaking, plenty of exceptions. So, but she's dancing a dance because this is the dance you dance if you want to maintain your status and your prestige and your position in the mainstream / left-leaning media world. And listen to some of this junk. She's talking about Wikipedia. I use Wikipedia all the time, although it is getting worse. It's getting kind of crummy. But everything in the world has a Wikipedia page, from Hockey Puck to Meghan Markle. There's a Wikipedia page for it. It's like a online encyclopedia. But it was her. She used to run Wikipedia. It's her mission to change the truth to make it, I don't know, more appealing to people of color, right? Rewrite history because it didn't feature enough people of color. Listen to this.
Fact of the matter is that most written knowledge today has been written by white, colonial, European, North American men. And so one of the things that we're really focused on is how do we think about correcting the record? How do we think about writing people into history? How do we think about writing people into the present who haven't been represented in the same way?
Stop! Knowledge- white, Northern European men. Oh, boy. What are we going to do about Apollo 11? You know those guys who walked on the moon first? Guess what? Buzz Aldrin, Neil Armstrong, Mike Collins, all the descendants of white Northern European men. All right. And there they were, colonialists, right? Planting the flag, just like that racist Christopher Columbus. How are we going to rewrite that one? They're actually trying. I'll be right back.
Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This can be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276 or ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Your health is important. Your sexual health is very important. And like everything else, it has challenges. As many as 50% of men over 50 have sexual-related difficulties, like ED, low testosterone, and low energy. That's where they come in. Elevate Wellness has real professional and in-person solutions. Call 973-354-2276, 973-354-2276, or visit ElevateWellnessGroup.com and get back to where it started. Office visits only $99 this month.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
Greg Kelly, entertaining and informative
on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Trump support among black people, capital B, right? Always capitalize the B these days. I don't capitalize the B, just like I don't capitalize the W. That's not right. That's putting one race over the other. That's black supremacy. I don't like black supremacy. I don't like it any more than I like white supremacy. I don't like supremacy of based on race. Supremacy based on ability, blah, 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 blah. That's fine. The other stuff, no good. It looks like Donald Trump is killing it with black voters. It has tripled since 2016, his support. Doubled since 2020. And yeah, guess what? Part of it is Donald Trump being screwed around with by the criminal justice system. Everybody sooner or later knows somebody who's gotten mixed up in the criminal justice system. The numbers are astounding. The numbers are crazy high. It's something like 30 to 35% of all Americans will be arrested at some point. Isn't that crazy? Be arrested. More of men than women, but it all averages out to a very surprisingly high number. And I remember when I first saw the number, like, that can't be. And I went through my own life. I'm like, yeah, I kind of can see it. Yeah, it does add up. So for a number of reasons. And also, I think more than anything with Trump, what's helping him with black people and people beyond, it doesn't matter, the authenticity and the consistency. You know, we've been looking at this guy now every day for 9 years, and we get him. The people get him. You can lie about him. You can misrepresent him. You can distort him. Only so much. 9 years, the truth is going to get through. The truth is getting through to people, and they see the consistency, and they also see, man, this guy gets back up. He doesn't go, he gets right back up, and he's still fighting. That little, I don't want to call it a trick, but what happened the other night in Washington Heights, to go to that bodega where Jose Alba bravely stood up for his life and the life of his customers against that maniac who wanted to kill him and wanted to steal money and wanted to take the chips for free, it was seismic. And they're going to be writing about that 100 years from now, I think. It was just one of the boldest and coolest political moves in a long time. Great politics and great substance. Great on the merits, too. Wall Street Journal, Trump jury selection unravels as two sent home. Dismissed jurors underscored difficulty of picking impartial jury for polarizing former president. And some of the jurors here don't like it that the media is saying everything about them. I actually don't say a damn thing about them. I don't care if one's a nurse, if one's a teacher, one's a bus driver. It doesn't matter to me. Their bias matters, their potential bias. So who knows? We may have a mistrial before the trial.
Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
I'm getting a little tired of Ukraine. You guys got to get it together and get your elections going. I don't want to defend a non-democracy. Ukraine right now is not a democracy. Zelensky with his T-shirt or sweatshirt or whatever it is, they've suspended elections over there. Did you know that? No, nobody knows that. But it's so important that we defend democracy. Well, if we're going to really defend democracy, we can't be defending Ukraine right now. I don't think we have to worry about Putin going into Poland. And if he does, we will crush him like crazy. All right. He can't do it. His military has been exposed as completely incompetent and drunk. So I am not in favor of this, just endless war. Keep writing these billion-dollar checks. I'm getting a little bit fed up myself with Speaker Mike Johnson. I'm not to the point that I want Mike Johnson gone. We are flirting with like beyond the most catastrophic, apocalyptic political failure possibly in the history of the universe. If these guys blow it, if these guys get rid of Mike Johnson, Mike Gallagher, I think, is leaving today. Mike Gallagher is his, remember that guy, the handsome one from Wisconsin? Too cool for school? Well, yeah, he's too cool. He's leaving to go make $1 billion with some government contractor. So he was the congressman from Wisconsin. He's resigning. There is now this real effort to get Mike Johnson out of there because I guess he okayed the Ukraine and he wants to sign off on the omnibus. The omnibus, they always are talking about the omnibus. And the FISA. I don't like the FISA. From what I know about it, it's been totally abused by the FBI. I just can't imagine that they would blow their majority and put Hakeem Jeffries in there. That's damn likely at this point. These guys, man, they're stupid. They're just not good. They're just, and you know what really kind of made everybody's head explode on Capitol Hill? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She shows up as a freshman and becomes like this international superstar because of stupid tweets and Instagram. And now everybody is trying to out-stupid each other to become that famous. Because famous now, fame is like, well, that's it. That's what people want. That's what drives them. Not accomplishment, not service. Definitely not public service. That's for chumps. That is for total chumps. Look at Nancy. Woman's worth $250 million. Gets to wear whatever she wants. Gets the nicest office in Washington. I don't know. I think it's a really dangerous, silly thing right now, don't you? Who remembers Molly Ringwald? When I grew up, she was the it girl. She was, what was it? 16 Candles, The Breakfast Club. She was in all those John Hughes movies. She wasn't particularly, I don't know. I mean, she was fine. She was not. I don't know why she became the it girl, but she was. And now she's saying that all those movies that she was in, guess what? Uh-huh. You guessed it. They're racist. They were all racist. She's partly right here, but it's her attitude that actually kind of makes me upset. Ready? Molly Ringwald at some forum. People are just speaking too much at forums, right? And podcasts and the rest. But she said something. Cut 21.
those movies, the movies that, you know, are, I'm so well known for, they were very much of a time, you know, and if you were to remake that now, I think it would have to be much more diverse, and it would have to be, you know, you couldn't make a movie that white now. No, those movies are really, really very white. and they don't really represent, you know, what it is to be a teenager in a school in America today, I don't think. So, you know.
You see how certain white liberal people have made their own race a punchline, right? Oh, the movie is so white. Oh, my goodness. We are so white. Can you imagine a person of color? Oh, my God, we are so black. I mean, you can't take us seriously. We're all black. You can't take us all seriously. We're just a bunch of silly white people. Well, the movies that she made that she's talking about, 16 Candles, yeah, it was set in an affluent suburb of Chicago. I guess they could have put it somewhere else. Would it have made it more authentic? Would it have enhanced the story? I don't think so. It would have made a couple of people with Twitter accounts feel better, I guess. She is partially right in that that movie would not be made today. Hollywood doesn't do that anymore. You cannot accurately reflect certain institutions, neighborhoods, unless you're out to make a fool out of them, unless you want to make them look ridiculous, unless you want to demonize white people. That's fine. 16 Candles, I mean, it was an affluent suburb, all right? Find the affluent black suburb. Make yourself a movie there. Knock yourself out. Molly Ringwald wouldn't have a role. I don't think it really cares. I think, quite frankly, the Anthony Michael Hall character represented so many of us, didn't he? There are some disturbing things in that movie. For instance, they seem to countenance the idea of date rape, which is like, wow. You know, everyone's running around holier than thou these days. A coach got fired for saying the word starts with an F, rhymes with bag. It is a slur against gay people. You know the word, right? Bag starts with an F. He used that word in a private email to some other person, and he lost his job. I think that was Coach Gruden of the Las Vegas Raiders. He lost his job. I mean, could any Hollywood executive who's ever been associated with a project that used that word, and they were using that word all the way through the 1990s, I understand language changes, but that doesn't mean, like, we still grew up. We still grew up in an era where that word was accepted, tolerated, used in popular culture on Saturday Night Live. Go to some old SNL. They're even using the N-word. They're using the N-word. Anyway, lighten up, Molly Ringwald. I just kind of ludicrous, don't you think? Hello, Christine.
Hi, Greg. You know, you mentioned NPR. I don't have a great relationship with them. When they interview me, they never use my sound bites. And when Governor Lamont was on taking open calls last year, the call screener accused me of lying when I said, let's talk about sex and gender being in our schools. I gave a few examples. And they threw me in the queue, Greg, and they decided, well, we're not going to take your call after all. And they hung up on me. They don't want to face the truth about transing the kids and how dangerous it is, Greg.
Well, listen, Christine, I don't want you to be distracted from your media appearances, from the important work you're doing at City Hall, at these marches, at the school board, all right? Whether they talk about you or not or use your soundbite, that's nothing compared to the important real-world work you're doing, okay?
I'm going to keep fighting, Greg. We
have to fight. I know. Just don't get too worked up about the media, because they stink. We know that. You know what I mean? We can document how much they stink. We can show how much they stink. But your work is too important. We know that they stink. Don't get sidetracked. Thank you, Christine, very much. Let's try Viviana real quick. Hi, Viviana.
Hey, Brother Greg. How are you? God bless you.
Well, thank you. What's going on?
Hey, I was reflecting on what you said about jury selection, and people, like you said, are starting to see the transparency that nobody put Hillary up for all of her crimes, and no one also put Hunter Biden up, and there are documented crimes. So that's why they're not having, they can't be totally unbiased, because they're seeing what's being put before them. And I wanted to lift up a prayer, Greg, that God would cause the jury selection to be as impartial as possible. But if not, they would have to change venue where he would be able to get a trial that will not have people that want to just crucify him. What do you think? What do you think about people seeing through that this it's lawfare?
And oh yeah, people know. People get it. People get it intuitively. They do. But look, I do worry that this is sidetracking him, Christine, our friend. Like, this is taking him off the campaign trail. Like, this is, he can't raise money. He can't do. But, you know, God has a way of straightening things out, right? He does. He does. You saw what happened in Upper Manhattan. So, yeah, you know, sometimes I get discouraged, but I just feel like it's all going to work. We got to do our part. Viviana, what are you doing to help Trump? What are you doing?
I am going to party meetings, Republican Party meetings. We're trying to get the voters to get to those polls. I don't know if you've heard about the ERA, Equal Rights Amendment. And
you mean like from the 1970s?
No, even worse than the 1970s. Hochul and the people in the Assembly and Senate want to take rights away from the parents by giving equal rights to kids. And it's going to interfere with parental control. And we are mounting a defense against it. And we're telling everybody, Proposition 1, vote no. Because it sounds pretty, but it will destroy parental rights.
All right.
So that will get them to the polls even more.
We got to find that. I want to find everything else about that. Equal Rights Amendment. Bad news. Oh, boy, they make it sound so pretty and nice. Hey, when we come back, one of the biggest brainiacs I know, his name is Mike Davis. He's very good friends with Justice Neil Gorsuch. He has special insight into everything that's going on, especially with this corrupt judge. I'll be right back.
Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network. Greg Kelly, entertaining and informative on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Well, we're joined by Mike Davis. I was just telling you about this guy. He's totally awesome, a very successful lawyer. He was a clerk to Neil Gorsuch, now a Supreme Court justice, and he is from the Article 3 Project. He actually started the whole thing. Mike Davis, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Mike, what do you make of what's going on in the courtroom and the jury selection and the problems they're having right now in this farce against Trump?
Well, you have this Soros-funded Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, bringing these bogus criminal indictments against a former president of the United States who happens to be the leading presidential candidate based upon a bogus legal theory passed over by the prior Manhattan DA, Cy Vance, the Manhattan U.S. attorney, the Federal Election Commission, and Alvin Bragg himself until Matthew Colangelo got deployed from the Biden Justice Department as a political appointee and number three in the Biden Justice Department to resurrect the zombie case. And they're before this Democrat Manhattan judge, Juan Merchan, who donated to Biden against Trump in 2020, donated to another anti-Trump cause, whose adult daughter, Lauren Merchan, has raised $100 million on her father's criminal prosecution, criminal trial of Trump. And he's refused to recuse in the face of this evidence of his clear judicial bias. A former Clinton judge from the Southern District of New York went on CNN, Caitlin Collins' show, on April 5th and said that Judge Merchan has to recuse under New York statute. It's very clear he's refused to do it. And then you have this jury pool. Manhattan's 85% against Trump, 87% against Trump. And this Judge Merchan has rigged the juror questionnaires where they're asking these potential jurors if they follow Trump on social media, for example, but they're not asking if they follow Biden on social media. This is a clearly rigged process against President Trump. This is part of the Democrats, Biden and Biden Democrats' broader lawfare and election interference campaign, because they fear that President Trump is going to beat Biden like a drum on November 5th, 2024. So the Democrats just want to throw him in prison for the rest of his life.
I did not know that about the questionnaire. I heard the reports, okay, that they want to know, do you support President Trump? Do you support the Proud Boys? Have you ever gone to a MAGA rally? That kind of thing. You're telling me the questionnaire did not include similar type questions to gauge their support for President Biden. That was not there. Wow.
That is correct. And how they think they're going to get around this is they say, do you have any anti-Trump organizations? Well, people can say this is what happened with one of the jury foremen in one of the prior anti-Trump cases with another Trump defendant is if you say that you're anti-Trump, people could say, oh, I'm not anti-Trump. I just support Biden. And so that's how they get around that. And it is a clearly rigged process where they're absolutely going to find Trump guilty for these non-felonies, and this judge is going to convict him because he's a partisan operative.
And it's like, screw you, the people, like, what are we going to do about it, right? They are pulling all the strings, the judicial branch, the media, probably elections too. It's so arrogant, because really, what can the people do right now? And we don't have too many things at our disposal, do we?
No, we don't. Here's what the American people can do on November 5th, 2024. The American people say that we, not these Democrat prosecutors and these Democrat judges and these Democrat witnesses and these other Democrat operatives and these Democrat hellholes, like New York, D.C., and Atlanta, get to pick the next president of the United States. Americans get to pick the next president of the United States, not these Democrat operatives.
Wow. All right. So how is this going to I just saw a headline. It's unraveling. Jury selection is unraveling. They just had to get rid of two that they already selected. Is it possible that you could have a mistrial before the trial, like, really gets underway? I know this is technically the trial. What does it mean? What's happening right now? Is this thing blowing up in their faces? By faces, whose faces? I mean, the prosecution. I mean, the judge.
Well, the problem is this jury questionnaire did not screen out people who have a clear anti-Trump bias, and these jurors are lying to get on the jury because they're activists or they're motivated by financial. Whatever motivates them, you have these left-wing operatives trying to get on this jury so they can railroad Trump, right? And they're getting caught because Trump has a very good legal team that's going through these nut jobs, social media posts, and finding all their crazy anti-Trump social media posts. And so that's the problem. This is where this Judge Juan Merchan really screwed up and rigged this thing, because if Judge Merchan would have asked fair questions, like, for example, do you have pro-Biden posts or do you follow pro-Biden organizations, you wouldn't have this problem where you have these sleeper cells who are getting onto this Democrat jury in New York, and then they get exposed and they have to come off.
So you said, okay, we got to vote, but there's got to be something in the system. Like, who's this guy's boss? I mean, like, who? Is there any relief? I heard like there could be an emergency filing, a petition, this court, that court, maybe the Supreme Court. Is there anything at their disposal, not our disposal, but the defense team? Like, this is insanity, and everybody knows it. Is there any way out?
Yeah, I mean, there is a way out. They can file these emergency petitions. It's hard to get relief during the middle of the trial. Trump is certainly going to have all of these convictions reversed by the appellate courts, even if it has to go to the Supreme Court of the United States, because these are bogus legal theories for non-felonies, and they're pursuing this lawfare and election interference. There's no way this is going to get upheld on appeal, but the problem is that won't happen. Those appeals will not get resolved before November 5th, 2024. So these Democrat prosecutors like Alvin Bragg in Manhattan and his henchman, Matthew Colangelo, who came from the Biden Justice Department, and this Democrat Judge Juan Merchan, who donated to Biden, whose daughter is making a lot of money. Lauren Merchan is making a lot of money off of this criminal trial. She's raised $100 million off of her father's unprecedented criminal trial of Trump. They don't care if this gets reversed after November 5th, 2024. Their sole goal is to get a criminal conviction to call Trump a felon before November 5th, 2024, and maybe even put him in prison because they're trying to interfere in the election. They're trying to rig this process so Trump can't win the election.
It's so incredible. It's kind of heartbreaking, too, that this is happening. I'm really glad you're on the case. Oh, wait, one other thing. You said that Colangelo guy. So let me get this straight. Colangelo used to be the number three guy at the Federal Justice Department. Then he takes a job at the State Attorney General's office, and now he's hanging around the Manhattan DA's office. Can you just give us an idea in the legal community just how backwards and screwed up that kind of trajectory is? And I get the only reason would be is that he's on a mission to get Trump.
He is deployed from the Biden Justice Department. He was in the number three office. He was the acting number three on the parachute team at the beginning of the Biden administration. And then he became the number two to the number three when the Senate confirmed this radical as the Associate Attorney General, Vinita Gupta, and Matthew Colangelo was his number two. He worked for Tom Perez when Tom Perez was Obama's head of civil rights. He worked for Tom Perez when Tom Perez was Obama's labor secretary. When Tom Perez went to be Obama's DNC chairman, Matthew Colangelo went into the Obama White House as a labor relations guy. And then Matthew Colangelo joined the Democrat New York Attorney General's office. And now he's in Bragg's office to get Trump.
It's so crazy. It is so crazy. Gosh. Well, Mike Davis, we're thankful for you. We're thankful for the Article 3 Project. Go to article3project.org. Many thanks, Mike. To be continued, and we'll be right back.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.